Welcome to the Matt and Jeff
Show,
your one-stop shop for comics, comic book movies, and pop culture. I'm Matt.
And I'm Jeff. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah?
How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah, how was your Halloween?
Pretty good. You know, I didn't see a single clown in my neighborhood, so I didn't have the chance to kick anybody in the balls. How about you?
I saw one, had the whole grotesque clown face, but it was apparent. He was standing back in the back.
Yeah.
His kids came up to the house. He didn't.
Oh, he had kids?
Yeah. He was walking around with them. Great. Whether they were his kids or not, I don't know. Yeah. But he had kids.
That's scary.
Yeah. I kind of thought so. But
yeah. I mean, I think Batman was hanging out at my house.
Yeah, Batman showed up at mine.
Well, good.
As well as the Joker.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Black Panther.
Yeah.
There were a couple of Iron Man, so I don't know what the deal was there. Maybe he's trying to get more candy.
Yeah.
So he's got his suit going out.
There were a couple caps in my neighborhood.
It could have been a Mark II and a Mark V. I'm not sure.
There's a Stormtrooper.
Yeah, I saw a Stormtrooper. There was a parent dressed as a Stormtrooper.
Yep, I had that too. Michael Myers sat out on his front porch with a knife and stared the kids down. That was pretty creepy.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right.
So a lot of Harry Potters running
around. I had a couple Supergirls show up.
Yeah.
We like Supergirl. It's a good show.
Surprisingly enough, I saw a couple Power Rangers out there.
Really?
They were making a comeback.
Well, they do have a movie coming.
Yes, they do. I don't know how good it's going to be, but
I think Elizabeth Banks is in it.
Which one is she? She the Asian?
No, she's going to be the villain.
Thought there was an Asian in the Power Rangers.
There probably is.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I watched a couple episodes on TV here and there with my stepson, and that was about it.
I didn't really watch the episodes. It looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of Green Goblin from Spider-Man. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. The costumes are horrible.
And I just couldn't. Yeah. I couldn't bring myself to watch that. If it was animated, it probably would have been cool.
It probably would be.
But yeah, they're doing a live-action movie. It should be coming at some point here. I know trailers are up. You can find it on YouTube if you're really interested.
Yeah, I'm not.
Not really.
Maybe. Maybe I'll check it out. Who knows? We'll see.
I don't know. Now remember, you guys can hit us up on Facebook at the Matt and Jeff Show. You can find us there.
Yep.
We are putting up when we have new episodes come out.
Yep.
We're also going to be listing our picks of the week there.
Yep.
So you'll get an opportunity to see them.
I just keep saying yup.
And Matt will say a whole lot of yep.
Yep.
It's all over it.
I'm in agreeance.
There you go.
So.
There you go. Yes. We're trying to communicate with our fans, let you guys know what's going on, get feedback, share some cool crap.
Yep.
And have fun.
Cool crap.
Cool crap.
That's what this show's all about. Just That's cool
right.
crap.
That's right.
We just spit out crap. And it's cool.
Well, you may spit out crap. I'm trying to put facts out there, man.
Well, it's better than being hot crap.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a bad game of hot potato.
Yeah. I'm wondering how many kids ran through yards yesterday with crap all over their shoes, like dog crap.
I don't know. Nobody came up and through my yard. Yeah. They actually came around and came up the front walk, which was surprising. I'm used to kids running through the yard.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I normally have trip wires out there.
Oh.
It makes it more fun.
Barbed wiring. That would make it even more fun. Let's torture these little kids.
Right. You know, it's a whole saw thing going on. They get snug, you know, tangled up in it.
Oh.
You know, bear traps and whatnot.
That's just harsh.
And then you see whether or not they'll saw their leg off in order to get to the candy. I'm kidding. Seriously, kidding. But I was sitting out there. I was sitting out there with a skull mask on and a big hood pulled down over my eyes. So it was hard for people to see what I was.
But I was moonlighting as Batman. I was his sidekick last night. He was hanging out on my rooftop. And,
nice.
You know, I went around with a Batman outfit on.
And that's why you've got lots of candy left. Batman scared everybody away.
But you know what? You're kind of sick with the bear traps and the barbed wire and all that. You're an evil, evil man, Jeffrey.
It was a Walking Dead thing.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's just get to today's episode. So, today's episode.
Yes.
Comic Confessions with Matt and Jeff.
Yes.
Now, we've alluded to some confessions.
Yeah, we've thrown a few out there.
In some past episodes.
I mean, we know that Matt pees in the shower. Your wife's not listening tonight, I guarantee it.
No, but
it's okay.
I got a lot of friends out there that might rat me out.
All right.
They're like, hey, your husband pees in the shower.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, then I'll end up back in the doghouse. But yeah, today we're both wearing the collars.
Yes.
And we're both confessing the sins.
That's right.
Yep. So, who wants to get started? Who wants to bare their soul?
I want to say
Oh, God.
I'm glad they killed Glenn off last week so that I didn't have to deal with him Sunday night on Walking Dead.
Blasphemer!
Interestingly enough, here's my confession.
Oh, here we go.
I've never watched an episode of The Walking Dead. Never watched one episode. Oh, but,
man.
But, I did watch every death scene on YouTube.
Like I said, you're an evil, evil man.
I watched Glenn's twice.
Oh. How are we friends? How are we still friends?
It surprised me because there's a lot of things that they've taken some of these guys out, and it has not matched the comic book, and I was really hoping. I was really hoping for a true adaptation of the comic. So,
you know what? I picked up Volume 1 this weekend of The Walking Dead, and I read it. I sat down, had the time, and I read it from page 1 to page end. I absolutely loved it. Volume 1, The Walking Dead. Kirkman and Tony Moore. I love Tony's art. Tony, if you're listening, I loved your art on this book. I was captivated by your art.
Kind of a shame that we didn't get it through the rest of the series thus far.
Yes.
We do miss it. I have never really been a fan of horror comics.
No, neither have I.
Generally speaking. But Walking Dead has been well done. I don't own it, but I've read several of them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, you know, disagree with you on Tony's art. I think it's great.
Oh, yeah. It was great. Black and whites, use of shadowing. I got in the first couple pages and just boom, I was sold. And I did not get up from my couch. I finished the whole book.
He has a phenomenal sense of shadow and how to use it to really set the mood and the tone of the whole thing.
Well, then
I thought he did a great job.
You know, he's got great use of thick and thin lines throughout his art. And I was a big fan of his art on Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, you know what? I love the show. I'm a fan of the show. I might as well go back and try and read this stuff. And I know I mentioned it before, maybe last podcast.
Right.
I was interested in reading it. So I was just like, what the hell? I'm going to go out and pick this up and read it. And it was just like, whoa, why wasn't I reading this before? I think the art was better than what I saw in Deadpool.
There you go.
But I'm going to bare my soul here for a second.
All right.
And you might get a good rise out of this and laugh, but when I was a kid, I was a huge G.I. Joe fanatic, and we used to play with the girl next door, and she had My Little Ponies. Just wait for it. I used to take the G.I. Joes, and I would mount them on the My Little Ponies.
He said mount. And he really did.
And I would ride them off into battle against Cobra Commander.
How'd your neighbor feel about that?
I think the girl next door was pissed.
Oh, okay.
Because we took her My Little Ponies, and she was angry I was mounting G.I. Joes on them. But I was like, you know what? I need cavalry.
Hey, I get it, you know?
And with that, we also used to rotate the body parts of the action figures of the G.I. Joes. We'd take their bodies apart and give them different, you know, torsos and arms.
I did that.
And heads.
Created my own characters.
Yeah. Oh, we came up with new guys.
Yep.
Yeah, it was great. But it hurts us now because they probably would have been worth a lot more in their original form than these mutated creation. We created our own mutant G.I.
Joes. It's a screw in the back, man. You just...
Yeah, I know. Well, then you got that rubber wire in there
with
the hook
and
the torso.
It's a washer. Seriously, you can find them at Home Depot.
Just saying.
Replace them. Go replace them. They're like new, man. I, too, was a fan of G.I. Joe.
Oh, my God. I love G.I. Joes.
I was huge into G.I. Joe. And every year for Christmas, my G.I. Joes went on hiatus because I couldn't play with them. I had this big toy box in my bedroom. I mean, huge toy box. We're talking, I don't know, 2x3, 2x4 foot, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would find all of the little styrofoam peanuts.
Peanuts?
Yeah, peanuts. You know, those little styrofoam balls. And I would cover this toy box with them. And then I would pose each of my G.I. Joes and Cobras in a big battle scene for Christmas.
Nice.
It was the Christmas battle scene.
There you go.
And that's where they stayed all through the month of December. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, it took me weeks to get it totally set up the way I wanted it, and I'd move things every now and then.
Did you photograph any of it as a kid?
You know, I didn't.
Because that would be awesome.
I didn't. That would have been cool. That would be cool if I had photos of it, because I could post that on Facebook.
I used to bury my G.I. Joes in the backyard when they died a victorious, valiant death.
Really?
Yeah. And then I would create little crosses out of sticks for their burial grounds. And then half the time I couldn't remember where I buried them.
That's why you had the crosses.
Yeah, but, you know, weather, wind, rain.
Move the crosses?
Yeah.
Darn it.
I know.
Should have dug them deeper.
So, anyways.
So, somewhere there is a backyard with a whole lot of G.I. Yeah, Joes
buried. A crap load of G.I. Joes buried in it. Crap.
There you go. Somebody start digging.
Yeah.
It might be somebody, your yard.
Could be. Could be. Although, you know what? I'm going to throw this one out there, too. I actually met a girl on a first date at a comic book store.
Was her name Penny?
No.
Blast.
No.
All right.
But.
How'd that go for you?
It actually went pretty well. I met her online, and I needed to go to the comic book store one particular Saturday to pick up some issues. This is when I was single, living in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided, hey, I'll meet you at the comic book store. And I was like, whoa, this could be interesting. I got there early.
All right. How many dates did you have?
Turns out she ended up becoming my girlfriend for about a year. So, dudes that are into comics, yes, you can get chicks.
It didn't work that well.
Turns out we were in the comic book store for probably a good hour talking about comics, and then she wanted to go out to lunch. So I was like, all right, I'll go out to lunch with you. And that ended up lasting till about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, because then we went and got coffee, and then I kind of called it quits because I was like, I gotta go, you know, it was nice meeting you, and you know, we'll try to set up a second date.
Uh-huh.
But it turns out actually I already had a second date that night with another girl that I met online. So I had to run home, shower, get the stank of the first girl off of me so that the second girl would notice. And I met the second girl for drinks.
Not at the comic shop.
No, no. That was at a martini bar.
Because that would have been interesting.
So yeah, comics can get you laid.
All right, my very first comic book. The very first Bring one it. That I read.
Throw it. Throw it to me.
Batman 306.
Of course it's Batman.
Batman 306, December of 1978, The Return of the Black Spider.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, that comic got so beat up because I read it and reread it and reread it and reread it, and I used to use it to try to draw. That was how I learned how to draw. I read that thing until it just totally disintegrated and fell apart. And so I don't have it now, unfortunately. I need to find another copy.
Yeah.
That was a great story.
I still have mine. My first comic was a Hulk annual from 1983, and I still have it. It's beat up, but I still have it. You know, it just stood out to me, and I was like, all right, I'm going to buy this Hulk. I don't even read the Hulk. I mean, I haven't
really he was gotten angry.
Into the Hulk, so
yeah.
I was angry.
He was very, very angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that kind of leads into the TV show, because that freaked me out when I was a kid.
You were into the TV show, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
There's other TV shows out there.
Oh.
Another caller?
Yeah. I don't know what this is all about. You want to pick this up, or you want me to pick this up?
Why don't you pick it up?
All right. Hello, this is the Matt and Jeff show.
This is Batman.
Oh man, Jeff, Batman's calling us again.
Yes, yes.
Batman, I didn't think I was going to ever hear back from you.
Well, I'm calling because I was sitting there in the Batmobile listening to your show.
Yeah.
And you forgot to mention the Scarecrow.
We did?
Last week, after you talked about Wonder Woman, you were talking about villains and superheroes with supernatural powers and horror.
Yeah.
And you forgot the Scarecrow. He loves to put the fear into people.
Yeah, it's true. We definitely forgot the Scarecrow. You been on our Facebook page, Batman? Because I'm noticing some weird activity going on.
No, not yet.
Okay. You mind keeping an eye out for us?
Sure.
You are, like, the greatest detective and, you know, expert at criminal minds. I'd really appreciate it if you, you know, keep an eye on it. Let us know if anything's going on.
Yeah, that'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, got it.
Well, I guess you don't hate us because you called in.
So, here you guys are doing confessionals.
Yeah, it's our comic confessions episode that you're calling in the middle of right now.
I get off punching the Joker.
Oh, you gonna bury your soul with us now?
I love to punch the Joker.
I bet you do.
Just pound his face into the pavement.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's...
he feels like you do about clowns.
Angry, yeah. He likes to punch Joker in the face. I like to kick clowns in the balls. Hey, Batman. Hey, Bats.
Hey, you, Batman.
Bat.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Bats, if you ever get, you know, your hands on the Joker, can you punch him in the face and can I follow up with a kick to the balls?
Sure. Yes. Robin always liked to kick him there, too.
I bet.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Batman, you got any other confessions you wanna, you know, lay upon Jeff and myself?
Well, I was thinking about last week's episode. You were talking about Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
She's really as hot as you think.
Oh, yeah?
And she knows it.
I heard she kissed you.
Yes, she did. And it was good.
You want to tell us where?
Not tonight.
Okay.
Thanks. Anything else you want to get off your chest here?
Yeah, bring it.
Superman sometimes pees while he flies.
I could see that.
So if you're out there walking around in Metropolis, you get little drops on your head, could be Superman.
Yeah, that's true. Could be.
That's kind of disgusting.
I mean,
that's like bird dew in your eye.
Well, if it's like a clear jelly substance, then I'd really be worried. Hey, Batman, I heard you like it when Catwoman licks your bat horns.
She's got a real thing for whips.
I bet she does.
Well, there you go.
I bet you like it when she whips you.
Yeah, we're not going to go there either.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
So, Batman, I want to know, do you ever get that not-so-fresh feeling in your suit? I mean, it's bound to happen, right?
That's why I like Gold Bond.
Oh, you use Gold Bond?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, that stuff's great for sweaty balls.
Reduces sweat, prevents chafing.
There you go.
I highly recommend it.
You got any other issues in your suit that we should know about?
Well, I don't have that rubber one anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. It took too long to get the farts to escape. It was bad. Michael Keaton seems to like it, though.
Yeah.
I gave it to him.
I don't know. Val Kilmer might have.
I think he still wears it to parties.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well,
yeah. Well, we've become
thanks for calling. Yeah, I don't know where to go with that.
We've become the dick and fart joke.
Wow.
Oh, so well. Okay, Batman. I think we're gonna let you go here and get back to hanging out in the Batmobile. But
you all have a good night.
Yeah, we appreciate.
Stay safe. Don't play with any firearms.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right.
Batman.
All right, we'll smell you later.
Have a good one. All right. Well, that was unexpected.
Yeah.
Totally unexpected. I don't know where to go with my show notes now.
Yeah, I'm a little perplexed. I felt like Batman's getting comfortable with us.
On a slightly related note.
You know, you're going to come home one day and his bat suit's going to be hanging out.
Hanging in my closet. It's
gonna be stinking up the studio.
All right, well,
oh.
I grew up with Dick Grayson, right? You know, he was Robin when I was a kid.
Yep.
He was Robin in the new Teen Titans that I read by George Perez and Marv Wolfman. And he graduated to Nightwing. I have every single issue of Nightwing.
Nice.
Every one. Volumes 1, 2, 3, current run. I even have the 4-issue miniseries of He and the Huntress.
Yeah, nice. Well, I wanted to touch on the Hulk TV series before Batman interrupted.
Oh, TV series.
So the TV series, it scared the bejesus out of me.
Because he got green?
Yeah, well, when he transformed into the Hulk, when Bill Bixby just, you know.
Hulk smash!
Yeah, well, you know, I'm this little kid and I'm like, oh, it's the Hulk. I'm intrigued, but I'm scared. And every time he turned into the Hulk, I'd go run and hide in the closet. And I would wait for Bill Bixby's Dr. Banner to return. And then I'd come out and watch the rest of the show. So, yes. But the funny thing is I think I got over the fear of the Hulk because years later, I met Lou Ferrigno at a Comic-Con.
And his hand was bigger than your head?
His hand was bigger than my head. I mean, he could palm my head.
Yeah.
You know, like basketball players palm basketballs. Mm-hmm. And his biceps were bigger than my head. I mean, he could put me in a serious headlock. And he had a severe grip when I shook Lou's hand.
No, I'm sure.
He was the sweetest guy. Like, he was cool.
I'm sure he's pretty cool. I mean, he's at a lot of Comic-Cons, does a lot of shows. The first Comic-Con I went to, he wasn't there. But it was a Mid-Ohio con.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam West was there. Didn't get a chance to meet him. Mm. Would have been nice. I was too busy getting comic books signed, which was what I was there for. You know, picking up some cool stuff. And
yeah.
Actually, I got hugged by a playmate there.
Cha-ching.
She was just a sweet, sweet girl.
Oh, I bet she was.
Had no clue who she was when I walked up, really.
But yeah. Who cares? Smoking hot playmate?
I just, you know, saw a whole line there, and I thought, dude, I gotta see what this is. And yeah, she was just the sweetest girl.
Nice. Yeah, my first comic convention, I went by myself. It was Wizard World.
Oh.
When I was living in Chicago, and I went for 6 hours. I was that amazed. You know, and this is my adult, you know, probably in my...
That one wasn't in the McCormick Center, was it?
No, this one was out at the Rosemont Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of heading out towards O'Hare Airport for you Chicagoans. And I had gone to that because that was my first one, probably in my mid-20s. And I was just...
I was in my teens, man. I was in my teens.
So you got me beat. It was my 20s when I was hitting the Comic-Cons up. And I just decided to go. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this a shot and check it out. And 6 hours later, 6 to 8 hours, somewhere in that range, I put in a full day just walking around. I don't even know if I bought anything. I was so mesmerized by the convention itself. It was just like an overload of information being processed into my head.
And that's why eventually we are going to do a podcast, How to Survive Your First Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I think we should. Totally.
Yeah, for you virgins out there.
For you Comic-Con virgins.
Oh, man.
When I was in my teens... Maybe a little later. I don't remember exactly because I can't remember when Lady Pendragon was a comic that was running. It was coming out through Image, so it had to have been sometime in the 90s. So I was probably close to early 20s. I had a pinup that was published in there as a piece of fan art.
Boom.
So that was my first published work.
Nice.
I have a book cover that I did since then. Not for a comic book. It was for a novel. And now I've got my own comic book out. My first issue came out in September. Kind of excited about that. I got to work on issue 2. Family life gets in the way of drawing comic books. But you know what? It's okay because I'll get it out. And, you know, it's a kid's book. We'll have it in plenty of time and we'll keep things going. But I've been drawing comics since I was a kid. Since I was 6.
Mm-hmm.
A big deal.
I dabbled in it in high school.
Well, you see, when I was in late middle school, early high school, I was drawing like Rob Liefeld because he was very popular at Marvel Comics, and I kept hoping that Marvel Comics would hire me.
He's your favorite.
Yeah, well, you know, I took an anatomy class after that, and I realized how bad his artwork really is.
I know. We've mentioned it a few times.
He was popular back in the day with McFarlane, who was very animated. You know, he has had that very cartoonish look. And Jim Lee. And Jim Lee is probably where I want my art to be, is more along those lines.
Yeah.
And I think it's getting there. I mean, I've had some... I think there's definitely some Jim Lee influence in my artwork.
Yeah.
I think people could see that.
Yeah, I could see some style.
You know, if you check out my Facebook page, you know, The Art of Jeffrey Ward, or you check out, my web store, you'll certainly see stuff like that. So hopefully people realize, you know, there are some great influences.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many people out there that have influenced us.
I know beer has influenced me.
Hudipole... I mean, they did the fireworks for a while.
Yeah, I like a good beer, and this brings me back to my childhood. Now, don't get this wrong. I wasn't drinking when I was a kid, but I was a huge Star Wars fan.
Okay, I don't remember beer in Star Wars.
No, but I was drinking buddies with my brother, and we were toddlers, and we'd sit in front of the TV and watch the Star Wars movies, and we would chug our bottles of milk. And then whenever we were finished, one of us would take both bottles back to the kitchen to my mom and dad and give them a look, and we throw them up on the table, like, fill them up. Ready for the next beers. The beers of milk.
There you go.
So, and playing off the Star Wars thing, I was a huge Star Wars fan probably going into high school. I had all the posters in my room. I used to have the Millennium Falcon toy.
Yeah, I had the Millennium Falcon. I had the Ewok Village.
Yep, I had the X-Wing Fighter.
I had the Snowspeeder.
I even had some Micro Machines Star Wars stuff.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yes.
I don't remember those.
I think it might have been a limited run, but they did have Micro Machines for Star Wars. And they were little characters and would come with a carrying case. And I had a Stormtrooper carrying case. And it was just these little
I had a Darth Vader head carrying case.
You know, but then again, I'm a collector because I was huge into action figures.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of Ninja Turtles, a lot of G.I. Joes. Movie Maniacs was huge for me. I loved collecting
those. Would have been later, right?
Yeah. And I even had, you're going to laugh, I even had Care Bears. I don't know if you remember the little plastic Care Bears. I had those.
Was Cheery Bear your favorite one?
Probably.
Cheerful.
Yeah. But yeah, huge action figure collector. And speaking of...
Yeah, you go take your Care Bears and your My Little Ponies.
Oh, God. Yeah. But you know what? I'm gonna come back with a save here because my favorite action figure as a kid was the
pink My Little Pony.
No. It was Lion-O.
Lion-O.
From the Thundercats.
Okay.
And he had the sword and the claw glove.
I'll give you Lion-O.
Yeah, you probably remember this action figure. He had the sword with the claw glove from 1985. He had that little tab in the back, on his back. You'd push the tab, and it would give, like, the kung fu chopping mechanism. Yeah. And he'd have the sword in, and he'd be chopping people, you know, or other toys.
I did a Thundercats commission once.
Yeah.
That was cool.
And then he had that finger ring battery.
Yeah, right.
That you stuck in the back.
You'd and it lit the back his, and eyes his eyes up. Would light up.
Yeah, red.
Yeah, I couldn't get that to work on
and the And I thought that was the coolest but, toy yeah. I'd ever seen.
Cool.
Yes, I yeah. had that. You Whatever had that. Happened to it, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that was my all-time favorite toy as a kid.
I don't know. I had...
Although Spider-Man was a toss-up because I did have a Spider-Man action figure that my brother and I used to fight over.
I had... Masters of the Universe when I was a kid.
Oh, yes.
I had a lot of Masters of the Universe. I had Snake Mountain, and Skeletor's hand was in that claw shape.
Yes.
And so it just fit just right to grab Teela, Evil-Lyn, and very, very personal parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where He-Man had the flat hand so he could fit in his shield, yeah. or he could slap people.
Hey, you developed early.
I think He-Man was designed to just slap people.
Yeah. Like I said, you developed early. You knew to take the hand and touch a breast. I, on the other hand, had to experience it in the Street Fighter anime movie with boobs on screen. Way ahead of my time.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But, yeah, I mean, speaking of...
All about the ladies. Speaking of the ladies.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of Masters of the Universe, I had quite a few... Quite a few He-Man action figures also. And then
By the power of Grayskull!
Yeah, and then I had the huge, what looked like Skeletor's castle
right.
type toy set. And then
Grayskull.
What's that?
Castle of Grayskull.
Yes, I had
Which that. Was actually where the sorceress lived.
Yes. And then I actually went and saw the Masters of the Universe movie with good old Dolph Lundgren, 1987, in the theaters. Yes, I will admit to that. Because Dolph's the man.
Yeah, I don't know where to go with that.
And I used to watch the cartoon Gem. Hey, we were 80s kids.
I really don't know where to go with that one either. Speaking of the ladies, I fell in love with the characters of Zatanna and Black Canary in the comics.
Yep.
There is just something about fishnets and a corset.
Yes, there is. It does it for you, huh? Get your blood pumping.
Well, it does it for Oliver Queen, so why not?
Yeah, that's true.
I actually, when you're talking about action figures, I started thinking, I mean, if you're in our studio right now, you would see that I have a whole lot of action figures up.
A plethora.
And one of the ones that I have, and I actually don't see her out here, I do have a glow-in-the-dark Lady Death action figure from Claiborne Moore Toys. And it really glows in the dark.
Nice.
Now, if you know Lady Death, you can imagine that all of the white parts of her skin are what glows. And so there's very little that doesn't. It's cool, you know? It's an action figure that glows in the dark. I mean...
yeah.
Novelty item there, right?
I think
right?
there was a G.I. Joe. You'd put him in water and his skin would change color.
Yes.
He was like a Native American Indian... character.
No, it wasn't
like
him. It was Xandar, who's Zartan's brother, and Zarana. Zarana and Xandar, their skin changed color when they got cool.
Wasn't it like purple?
Yes.
It turned like a purple
color?
Yes,
it turned like a purplish blue.
That's what I remember.
Yep, it was when they got cold. So you could put them in the ice box.
Yeah.
And then change.
Well, in light of Halloween, I went 3 years in a row dressed as the Crow, Eric Draven.
I got you beat. When I was a child, I used to run around the house in my superhero underoos, believing I was Batman.
I don't know. Let's see. I'm War Machine, and I'm Giant War Machine, and my stepson is Little Iron Man. Does that beat your underoos as a Halloween dynamic duo?
Yeah. But when my son was born.
Oh, God. This is going to end up being like, who can top who?
I don't know.
In this podcast.
When my son was born, I... tried very hard to get his first words to be, I'm Batman.
Oh, God.
every time I saw him, I would say, I'm Batman. I would repeat it to him every night in his crib, I'm Batman.
And your wife had no objection to this?
Somebody at church told me that she didn't think I could do it. And so I tried really hard.
Yeah. And what was his first words?
Nay-nay.
Nay-nay?
Which is Chinese... for her mother's milk.
Oh, wow.
So he knew what he wanted. He was hungry.
And it wasn't Batman.
And then it was Mama, followed by Dada, and then I'm Batman.
Oh, okay.
So I got a fourth.
Yeah.
We got there. We got there. We had the cutest little Batman costume I put him in. He'd wear a Batman outfit around the house. He had a cape. Whole nine yards.
Yeah, that might top mine.
Yeah, it might.
Do you remember when the Superman Returns movie came out?
I do.
Unfortunately.
Thank goodness I didn't pay money for that movie.
Now you're just making me feel bad about myself. And here's why. Because we hadn't seen a Superman movie since Christopher Reeve.
Mm-hmm.
And Bryan Singer. Oh, Bryan Singer. He was putting out Superman Returns. Now, me being a big Superman fan,
I did a couple of good X-Men films.
Yeah. I was super juiced.
Not as good as Usual Suspects.
Were you just gulping?
I did.
Okay. I was super juiced for the Superman movie that I went out and bought about 15 tickets. And I invited my coworkers and my friends, so once again, when I was single living in Chicago, to see it at the IMAX theater because I was so pumped.
So you're talking what, like 10, 11 bucks a ticket?
Possibly, yeah. Now, the IMAX might cost a little bit more than your average ticket, but I was willing to spend the money.
That's what I was saying.
Because it was my treat, because I was like, yes, Superman's back. You know, he's going to be on the big screen.
Yeah, because I mean, for a long time, it was like $7.50.
Yeah, and I was hoping.
Around here for a regular movie.
Yeah.
And then they went IMAX, and I think those were a little bit more expensive. $8, $9 somewhere in there.
Yeah,
$9.
So you figure 15 people at, let's say, $10, you do the math. That's a good chunk of change. And I was really.
You weren't getting popcorn.
No, I bought tickets for everybody. They can buy their own popcorn. But I was hoping it would be just like a huge blockbuster of a film, and it sucked. So thank you once again, Bryan Singer.
Do you know why it sucked?
Why?
Batman wasn't in it. And Bryan Singer hadn't done a good film since...
Usual Suspects, yeah.
Still his best film. I'm sorry, hands down.
I knew where you were going with that.
It's his best film.
Yeah. So
As much as I appreciate what he did with the X-Men, our first two movies, and then X-Men First Class.
Yeah.
And notice I'm stopping with First Class.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I liked Apocalypse.
I haven't seen it yet, but it's on Vudu, so I'll check it out and probably laugh through it because I think that he looks like he belongs in Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm. 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 Did you know I waited in line for hours for all three Lord of the Rings movies tickets?
No. I didn't know that. I did go see it.
And I don't even like the Lord of the Rings
movie. I remember going to the theater for Lord of the Rings, and there was some dude standing out in front of the doors dressed like Gandalf.
Yeah.
Now, this was after the first one.
Did you mess with his wand?
No. This was after the first one. So Fellowship of the Rings had come out.
Yeah.
I'm going to see the Two Towers, and there's a dude standing like Gandalf out there with a staff, banging it against the sidewalk, going, "You shall not pass!" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I will."
You weirdo.
Freak.
Well, when I was in the fourth grade, I used to draw a lot of Ninja Turtles with my two best friends. And we tried to organize a group outing to go see the Ninja Turtles movies. Remember?
Okay.
Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go. That series of movies?
Yeah.
Never happened. We never went.
I'm sorry.
I know.
When I was in junior high school, I used to draw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for girls. They were digging the Mutant Ninja Turtles. In fact, I was making $5 a piece.
Yeah, you're way ahead of me.
Drawing these turtles.
Drawing them for the sake of drawing them. It's a lot I can learn from you, Jeff.
And then I had guys who were paying me to draw roses and stuff for their girlfriends. And that was cool. I mean, that was pretty lucrative business.
Man, you were like a hustler. They're hustling people.
Yeah.
I'll draw you this. I'll draw you that. It's like, I just did it for the sake of doing it.
Hey, I drew roses for girls. I would have done that.
I will admit, I usually take about an hour in the comic book stores because I like to take my time and look at stuff. I don't like being rushed.
See, all of my stuff's pulled.
You know, it's like I can't even take... Wow.
I have my pull list.
That's a whole other episode.
I have my pull list really, really seriously. I am so addicted to comics that I have my pull list done for about 2 months out.
It's okay, man.
Already.
This is why this is the comic confessionals.
The comic shop knows what books I want 2 months in advance.
Yeah. This is why we're doing this episode.
It's all pre-ordered.
We got to get this off our chest.
When I'm sick, I send my wife.
Yeah. Oh, that? Wow.
And she goes in and they hand her a stack of books.
Yeah.
And she buys them and she comes home.
That's a good wife.
You know, occasionally they have snuck in a book that I didn't want, that I didn't order, and I have to take it back and get my money back. But
I can't even go into the comic book store with my wife. Because she's in there 15 minutes and she's done. She's bored.
Yeah.
She's like, let's go. And I'm like, no, I see this and this and this, and I got to look at this.
See, I think my son thinks it's a library because he goes in and he goes to the kids section. And he sits down and reads.
Yeah. Well, when I take my when my stepson and like, I go in.
What are you doing?
Half the time, my stepson can't make up his mind what he wants. So we're in there like in
an hour or two. Dad, I've read the rest of this series.
Yeah. I'm like, for free. He's saving you money. That money you can put towards more comics.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just saying. I am going to say, and you're probably going to laugh at this one, and you know what? I'm probably going to get laughed a lot by our listeners, but I had a Cabbage Patch doll when I was a kid, and...
You still have it, don't you?
I still have it.
Is it named Chucky?
No.
See, that would have at least made it cool.
Yeah. Then, well, you know what? Then I would have to have punt-kicked him out the window or something. Because... I can't handle any dolls named Chucky. I mean, they just deserve a good punt kick. So yeah, Cabbage Patch doll, I still have it, still own it. Well, I think it's at my parents' house, but they have it.
I have DC Superheroes, the ultimate pop-up book.
dork.
It is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... gigantically thick.
It is. It's really
thick. That's really thick.
It is really thick. Dude, you will have to take a look
at it. We're talking about the book here. We're not talking about anything else.
After the show, you will have to take a look at this book.
That's really thick.
It is.
Yeah.
It is incredible.
Oh, yeah, that's the crinkle. I do like that the first page you open, Supes busts out. Oh, yeah. Crinkle, crinkle.
There you go. Superman flying.
Ooh, it just hurts with him crinkling back into the book. Oh. And page two is Batman with Gotham City.
Yes.
Nice.
And if I had the battery in here, the bat signal lights up. But there I don't have go. The batteries in. Because it's just...
Those are original sound effects, everyone. Ooh, there's even a cord for the Lasso of Truth on Wonder Woman. Yes. You can open up every page and accept
it. Well, you know, I just want the listeners to hear it.
I'm getting excited. You're opening every page. I feel like a child again.
You know, it's almost like that first time that you saw a magazine.
Here goes back to... Well. Yeah.
It's like, wow.
I gotta go back to my love of collecting things.
I'm seashells, big, right? Seashells.
Down by the seashore.
Seashells with little faces on them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Oh. It's t-shirts. I'm a huge t-shirt collector. It doesn't have to be comic related. It could be just anything that just seems cool. And one of my all-time favorite t-shirts was from the TV show Starsky and Hutch.
Okay.
And it was the pimp that was on the shirt. And he had a little bubble that popped out and said... what it is.
Because pimping ain't easy.
Yeah. Pimping ain't easy.
Yeah, I got a whole drawer full of comic book tees, and it's overflowing.
I got quite a few also. And you know what? Bearing my soul here, my comic confessions,
all right,
with probably my worst confession here. And for you true fans out there, I think you'll understand, but you might send the hate mail our way. This goes back to more collecting. Garbage Pail Kids. The trading cards.
I sold all mine.
I still have about 120 originals. Now, they're not in mint condition, but they are in fair to good condition. And we all know the most popular Garbage Pail Kid was Atom Bomb. And I hate to say this, and I know a lot of you listeners are probably going to pull your hair out and kick a TV in and scream at me, but I had the Atom Bomb trading card for the Garbage Pail Kids. But here's the problem.
Now, here's the thing. I want you guys to picture this for a minute. That card in mint condition is worth several thousand dollars now.
Yes.
Several thousand dollars.
Yes. Okay. And here's the issue. Here it is, 1980s, probably late 80s, mid to late 80s. Garbage Pail Kids come out. They make fun of the Cabbage Patch Dolls. I get this card. Now,
which he has one of.
Yes. I don't know if it was me or one of my two brothers, but they peeled off the atom bomb from the card and stuck it on their dresser drawers. And it was only years later that I realized this was one of the most valuable cards to have. So I tried to peel it off gently.
It tore, didn't it?
I'd have to go back and pull the card out and look at it. But I peeled it off and I was able to put it back on the original sticker back. But obviously, it has no value. That's one of my biggest regrets as a child. I could be sitting on at least a... Olivia.
Is that the pig? Yeah, the artist Olivia.
Oh, I'm thinking of the cartoon.
No. The girl who does all the pin-up cheesecake stuff.
Oh.
Spraying gouache out of her airbrushes.
Oh.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. So I could be sitting on $1,000 or more in one trading card.
You could be. But you could have been.
I know. But I still have all my own original sports cards
from when
I was a kid.
I have an R2-D2.
An R2-D2.
In the package.
Oh, really?
From Empire Strikes Back.
I have a Darth Maul in the packaging.
I mean, we're talking Empire Strikes Back. Still in the package.
Yeah, I don't. So,
yeah.
I just bared my soul there. That's the worst. The worst of my confessions.
I'm sorry, Matt.
I know.
You have definitely sinned.
I have. It still chokes me up. I still get pissed off about it.
Wow. And that kind of brings us to the end of this comic book confession.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sure
we're going to do this again.
That's all I can let out at this point.
You know, certainly we encourage our fans to confess their own comic book experiences.
Yes. You will get
things.
Our blessing.
Go ahead. You know, post it to our Facebook site. Once again, you can just look us up on Facebook.
Wow. You've been drinking.
Facebook at the Matt and Jeff Show.
Mm-hmm.
And leave us your thoughts.
Do you have a final...
Confess your sins.
Confession you want to let out?
No, I'm ready for sainthood.
Oh, really? Jeez. Just throw me under the bus. You know what? Scratch putting a good word in with the Pope. Screw you, Jeff. Yeah. So, pick of the week.
Pick of the week. I already put one out on Facebook this week.
Yeah.
And I did it the other day because it was so cool.
Yeah.
I just had to share early. But it was Sidekick. It's a superhero short that's on YouTube. Okay. It features Emily Bett Rickards, Tom Cavanaugh, Josh Dallas, and Christian Michael Cooper. And it's a nice little superhero tale as the father tries to teach his son a lesson. I'm not going to spoil it for you. I highly recommend you watch it. It was pretty sweet. Very well done. Tom Cavanaugh, man. I really, really like his work.
Was he in The Flash?
He is in The Flash.
Yeah. He's Wells, isn't he?
He's Wells.
That's what I thought.
Emily Rickards is none other than Felicity on Arrow. Josh Dallas, I think he's on something. I can't remember what it was. And the other guy is involved in another TV show as well. I mean,
yeah.
these are people who are out, you know, that we actually would see. That's my first one. Second one, Wraithborn. Wraithborn was a comic book that came out years ago from Joe Benitez and Marcia Chun.
Yeah.
It's about a girl who receives supernatural power.
Nice.
She wasn't supposed to get them. Somebody else had them, but he was dying and he ends up giving them to her to fight these things in the dark after, you know, there's another guy who's been training all his life to do this.
Yep.
And it gets given to this young girl, high school kid. It's come out in trade. I think it came out in trade last week through Benitez Productions. I love Joe's work. His art is phenomenal. Marcia Chun's storytelling was great. So I highly recommend that book. Good story. It's only like a five, six issue mini, you know, in one trade. But, you know, usually he's been doing Lady Mechanica, which I think has been great too. So you can check out any of Joe Benitez's work. My last one.
Uh-oh.
For those of you who've heard us over the last several weeks talking about Penny Dreadful.
Yeah.
How good it was.
Yeah.
How much we enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think Matt may have said that the third season was a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah, I kind of felt like it was.
Penny Dreadful is back. It is back, and it's coming in comic book form.
Yeah, I was going to say, not the TV show.
And so it's going to pick up where the TV show ended and continue to further on with their adventures, focusing a lot on Josh Hartnett's character and how he deals with the loss.
Nice.
So I think that it's worth taking a look at.
Yeah, yeah, definitely for your Penny Dreadful fans.
You know, if you're a fan of Penny Dreadful, check it out.
It's time for you to come out from underneath the table from the fetal position. There's some life now back in Penny Dreadful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to move on with mine.
Yes.
That's all you had, right?
That's it.
Right. I'm going to throw out Walking Dead Volume 1. I mentioned it in the beginning of the podcast.
Tony Moore.
Great stuff. Highly recommend you guys picking it up and reading it. Also, I finished Batman Year 1. For any of you out there that are interested in a really good origin story or starting story for Batman, Frank Miller
is the Batman man. Begins was based on it.
Also, I'm going to throw out the Batman, and I talked about this a while back, the Batman Caped Crusader animated movie that was supposed to come out to select theaters.
Adam West and Burt Ward.
Yes, it is now out on Blu-ray, DVD, so if it didn't hit your city, which I don't even think it hit our city.
No, it didn't hit our city.
We can now get it on Blu-ray, DVD, and check that out. And my last one...
I bet it was only in L.A. and New York.
You yawning over here?
I am, man.
Man, I'm going to slap you soon and wake you up.
Halloween must have wiped me out.
My last pick of the week, it's going to be... And I'm gonna talk a little bit of Marvel here, but Doctor Strange...
Opens this weekend.
Yes. Comes out November 4th.
November 4th.
Has already opened with $86 million in the United Kingdom, Hong Kong, and over 30 other territories. So it's on the rise.
Inception with superheroes.
Pretty much.
Inception with superheroes.
Pretty much. I mean, we hear that the visual effects are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But the story is just eh.
I hear the story's okay. You know, it basically is the Marvel formula.
Yeah.
Very formulaic. Nothing earth-shatteringly special.
I'll check it out.
But it does have the special effects like we're in Inception, where you saw like buildings collapse upon each other and kind of fold into the world. Yeah. And so I think there's going to be some really cool things that can be done.
Yep.
It's worth checking out, certainly.
Yep.
I think if it's as good as Ant-Man, it's certainly worth owning at some point.
I liked Ant-Man.
But Ant-Man was another one that had cool visual effects and an all right story.
Yeah. Well, that's my picks.
Cool. Pew, 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 pew. There you have it. So
we're done.
You're not going to sign us out?
Oh, well, yeah.
All right. We should sign out.
Yeah. Well, everyone, thanks for listening in. Hit us on Facebook and stay tuned for our next episode.